in everything you do for this country. I just want to make some points that the TV docs aren't making and that I know you would agree with. The first one, this whole idea that doctors can't speculate as to what's wrong is absurd. We do that every day. It's called a differential diagnosis. We get a little bit of information, we come up with things we think it could be, and then we order tests to prove that that's what it is. You know, we've done that all the way through medical school and residency. So the idea that we can't speculate is absurd. And then I want to just tell you, they're not being honest about a couple of diagnoses that are obvious. As a cardiologist, Mrs. Clinton is passing out. She has something called orthostasis, where her blood pressure is low. And that just means, is it a cardiac event or is it a neurological event? And as a cardiologist, I've seen people pass out for 36 years, and she does not have a cardiac cause to this problem. It makes me, and the reason I know that, because if it was, they would treat her. They would give her something like a steroid called Florinef to try to raise her blood pressure so it wouldn't happen so often. So what that means, Sean, is that she's got something called an autonomic nervous system problem, which means something else is going on. And I think I've heard you say on a couple occasions that people have told you that she may have Parkinson's disease. It is the one disease that explains all the things that we see, that we can speculate from, her stares, her lack of focus.
What about that twitching thing?
The twitching, the thing that looks like a petite mal seizure, like a little seizure activity, her unsteadiness where Joe Biden had to hold her up. All of these things, to me, mean they may be hiding a diagnosis of a Parkinson-like syndrome or a disease where either it's the disease itself or the medicines that after a number of years, these dopamine agonists, actually cause these symptoms. And the reason I'm calling is I'm upset that doctors aren't out there saying, this is dangerous. To have somebody on Coumadin who has a neurological component to her passing out means in the middle of the night when she gets a 3 a.m. call, she can get up, fall, bleed, be incapacitated, and not be able to take care of her duties as president.
You know what the problem is Dr. Tony, we're never going to know the truth. You want to know why? Because she never tells the truth. She's never transparent. She's never honest. I don't trust a word that she says. I don't believe her. I don't believe the doctor that is probably a huge supporter of hers. I just don't.
I think
look, if I want to get an enabler doctor, I can get an enabler doctor. You know what? My doctor is not an enabler. My doctor tells me he's going to do it his way and only his way, and he doesn't care what I want. And right. I said to him one time, like, you know, why don't you give me some Ambien for sleep? He goes, how about I don't? He goes, I said, why not? He goes, because you don't need it. If you're sleepy, you'll pass out. That's what he said to me.
Well, doctors are being more passive in the last 5 to 10 years.
Now, listen, I know somebody that goes in and they get a pimple taken off and they're given, you know, 50 Oxycontins for crying out loud. Then we wonder why everyone's getting addicted to, you know, Oxycontin and Vicodin and Percocet. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you're right. That's a whole nother issue. But I'm telling you, we know she doesn't have a cardiac cause to her passing out. There is a neurological component. They're holding back something. It disqualifies her while she's on chronic, they said, lifelong Coumadin. So to me, if I was a doctor having to clear a pilot, you got to do a thallium, a type of stress test. And if she has heart disease,
I do a thallium stress test once a year. My doctor makes me. Once a year, once every 2 years max. And if it's once every 2 years, he gets
what you deal with.
Yeah, well, I've got mild high blood pressure and a little bit of cholesterol issues, but it's really low because I take medicine. And that's what medicines are for. Those evil pharmaceutical companies, I should refer to them as liberals refer to them. Anyway, appreciate your call. You know, there were investments years gone by that were only available to big institutional investors. You know, people really low.